Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I am your host, Diane Sorensen, certified life coach, hypnotherapy practitioner, mother, grandmother, and human fascinated with behavior and how to live our best life. My goal is to offer you another perspective, to see behavior in ourselves, our children, and others from another angle. This podcast is for anyone who wants to feel more connected in their relationships. It's for anyone who feels the pull for something more. It's for parents and those who are not. This podcast is for anyone who wants to take a deeper look, because this is where we talk about breaking generational patterns and outdated cultural beliefs, cultivating deeper connections in our life, and leading our life with more confidence and clarity. And I believe that's when beautiful behavior comes into focus. You can learn more about my process, me, and the three different ways in which beautiful behavior could come into focus for you at my website at dianesorensen.net. That's dianesorensen.net. Okay, listeners, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. Now, we can't let the self-love month. I've been talking about self-love all this month of February, and it would not be self-love without my personal favorite topic of boundaries. Boundaries has allowed me to embrace the self-forgiveness, the self-acceptance, and the self-trust that I needed to create the intimately connected relationships that I craved. And that's what beautiful behavior is all about, creating connections, deep connections, beyond the surface connection of just spending time together. And my definition of beautiful behavior is always evolving. And I really believe that beautiful behavior for me is leading a boundaried life. Because a boundaried life is a life that is led by self-love. And the journey to beautiful behavior is the journey to a boundaried life is messy. The journey is about shedding perfectionism, shedding these old, outdated beliefs and narratives. And it's about discovering and uncovering the blocks and the barriers that keep us stuck. It's about challenging those old beliefs, those limiting beliefs that live in the unconscious part of our mind. A boundaried life is a liberated life. And the journey to a boundaried life is developing the emotional self, our natural state of calm, and reclaiming our calm. And to do that, we need to understand our triggers so that we're not blaming others for triggering us and trying to get them to change by blaming them and finding fault and proving them as wrong so we can be right. Because this fractures our relationships, and then They don't work well. They don't feel good. And I believe that boundaries is the only way to the intimately connected relationships we truly want with our children and with others. And the ability to set and maintain boundaries is a process. We can't, it's more complicated than just saying, okay, I'm going to set boundaries. Because in truth, if it were that easy, we'd all have them. And oftentimes we think we do have them, but boundaries aren't telling other people what they can and cannot do. It is not telling our children what they can and cannot do. Yes, we do have limits that say that. That's another conversation. Setting limits on our children's behavior is about safety, physical safety and emotional safety. So that's a whole nother conversation. Boundaries is something else. Boundaries is about what is okay and not okay with you and what you are willing or not willing to do to honor that for your okayness. So boundaries puts us in charge of our okayness, not getting somebody else to change in order to feel okay. And there are different kinds of boundaries. Boundaries fall into 5 categories. There are emotional boundaries, mental boundaries, energetic boundaries, there are physical boundaries, and material boundaries. Boundaries are all about who we are and what we want and need. And that doesn't mean at the cost of what other people want and need. It's actually when we know what we want and what we need and who we are and how to speak our truth, that's when we can genuinely show up for others. Without boundaries, what we have is control. And oftentimes we are mistaken about what boundaries truly are because we have been conditioned for control. We are looking through the lens of control and saying, I ain't going to tell you what to do. And then I have to think up a threat to in case you don't do it. And so when we're doing this with our kids, our relationships don't feel safe and it doesn't build trust. And what I hear from parents is, we want relationships where our children can trust us to come to us and be able to tell us things. They don't trust to tell us things because there is a very likelihood of being in trouble. And what being in trouble means, I'm going to feel less than and diminished. And even though that might not be what we want for our children, we don't want to be diminishing them and having them feel less than, but that is what happens. When we have viable threats, that is what happens. And I know this because it's what I lived as, you know, growing up, and what I delivered in my own parenting journey. And it was not helpful in any of my relationships, in particular, my parenting relationship. And so I am passionate about this because I've been on both ends. I lived an unbounded life, and now I'm implementing a boundaried life. And my relationships are blooming. Where living an unbounded life in control created a lot of drama, a lot of chaos, and a lot of pain. And I think we've all experienced this, right? We've all experienced drama. We all experienced chaos. We've all experienced pain, emotional pain in our life. And the journey from control to, again, the intimately connected relationships we want is through boundaries. And that, again, is a journey and it's a process. And boundaries, the journey to boundaries, the process, part of that is the language of emotions. It's learning the language of emotions and developing what I call developing the emotional self. And what I mean by that is becoming aware of our deeper self, which is our emotions, and what drive our emotions, which is our thoughts, our beliefs, the stories we tell ourselves, the narratives we wrap around things. And when we have experiences, we place meaning on them to make sense of them. We create a narrative. And we created meanings from our experiences we experienced in childhood, placed a meaning on that, and made assumptions about ourselves based on these experiences before our logical minds were fully online and we could process them in a healthy way. We just made assumptions about who we were based on that. And those get buried in the recesses of our unconscious mind. We don't know they're there, but they run the show. And so oftentimes if we're like, I don't know why I always do that. It's like, I know this logically, but yet I can't seem to implement it in doing. And it's because of what is being held in our unconscious. And the journey to boundaries is uncovering and acknowledging these limiting beliefs and these, which are the blocks and the barriers that keep us stuck, unable to create the change that we actually want to create. And that can be really, really frustrating. And then we beat ourselves up and then we just keep going in this pattern. And the journey to boundaries allows us to disrupt these unconscious patterns. So this is part of developing the emotional self. These beliefs, stories, narratives, they drive the emotions. And that's the other part. For us to be able to develop this emotional part of us, to be able to connect with this deep, intimate expression of ourself that we have learned to disassociate from. Because we grew up with some kind of negative messaging to some degree or another around emotions. A lot of us grew up with messages around emotions that, you know, they feel wrong or bad somehow. Like maybe we learned they were disrespectful or weak, or they got us sent to our room. So there's a lot of ways that we got the message that our feelings needed to not be shown. And so we abandon that part of ourself in order to again, stay out of trouble, to be accepted. And it got us to adulthood, but now it is creating havoc in our relationships. And one of the top questions I get from parents is, how do I handle my child's big emotions? And the answer to that is by developing our own emotional self. How do we handle our emotions? And most of us don't. All, you know, we think we do. But what we're really doing is we're not handling them. We're not regulating them. We're not managing them. We are ignoring them and avoiding them with all kinds of, we got lots of different avoidance strategies that, again, were helpful to us at one time and now are sabotaging us and our ability to create the change and to create the relationships that we truly want. And so when I say boundaries are the language of emotions, it's about building our tolerance to be able to feel, to connect with, to feel our emotions, to navigate with them so that we can give these skills to our children, because ultimately we don't want to handle our children's emotions. Ultimately, we want our children to be able to handle their emotions in a regulated way. And that doesn't mean just not having them. Because when we send children off, you know, to go to your room, if you're going to act like that, which means if you're going to be angry, go to your room. If you're going to be, I don't know, disappointed or crying like that or whatever it is, go to your room. Because here's the deal. We don't say, if you're going to be so happy, just go to your room. So it's not that we are intentionally teaching our children that emotions are not welcome. It's just internalized, if that's what we experienced. And then it's the message behind our words and our actions. So we end up disassociating from that part of ourself. And in order to have the boundaried life that will bring us the ability to create the life we truly want, the relationships we truly want, we need to start reconnecting and developing this part of ourself. And this is something that I teach in all of my programs, in my connected parenting model and in all of the programs that I offer, because all of the programs that I offer are part of the journey to boundaries. That is the ultimate goal. And when we develop this part of ourselves, we tap into the love that we innately are. Because love is, also I'm going to say this, love is not a feeling. It is our essence. It is an energy. And it's also an action. So self-love are actions we take towards loving ourselves. And boundaries are the journey we take to self-love and creating the actions that take us towards loving ourselves so that we can offer that love to others. And I'm going to go back to Brené Brown's saying of, we cannot love others more than we love ourselves. And we don't want to believe that. We don't like to hear that. And I didn't either when I first heard it. But going on this journey, I know it to be true. And that's what boundaries is. Boundaries is about living in your truth and mothering from your truth. And so we don't mother the same way that everybody, you know, we tend to have this one size, this one thing fits all. Oh, that's what you're doing. That's what I'll do. And then we find out, well, that's not working for me. Why does it work for her? I must be bad or flawed or inadequate, or I'm not doing it right. No, it's because you are a different human. Your children are a different human than whoever you're trying to emulate. So boundaries helps us trust our own innate truth so that we can trust every decision that we're making. And I know, especially for women, it can be really difficult to make any decision. I used to divert to everybody else to make decisions for me. I didn't even know how to make decisions because, you know, when parents are expected to control their children don't develop these skills. So being boundaried and mothering from a place of boundaries allows our children to bloom and flourish in their truth. And we co-create solutions that evolve together. Okay. So that is my rant today about self-love, boundaries, and the intimate relationships we are craving. All right, everybody. What is the most self-loving thing you can do for yourself this week? Take action and I will see you back here next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show or previous shows, I would so appreciate you subscribing and leaving a review. I am so grateful for all of you listeners who are joining me here for these conversations because I believe it's through these type of conversations that we start to shift the paradigm, creating a more loving and compassionate world. I hope you will join me here each week as we discover new ways to show up in our lives and create a bigger impact. And if you are ready to take this to the next level, head on over to my website at dianesorensen.net. Again, that's dianesorensen.net. Get on my calendar and see how you can be supported and if we're a good fit so that you can get out of survival and into thrival. Change is possible, and I've got you.